Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner, Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well. Hope you've been staying healthy. You're looking forward to spring whenever it eventually decides that it's going to stay spring. And I am so very pleased to have you here. You know, on this retirement radio show, I touch on a lot of things that are financial. I touch on a lot of challenges and obstacles, things that stand in our way when we're preparing for retirement, or when we make that transition, or actually been retired for a time. But you know, all too often, we tend to overlook the psychological impact of retiring. And today, I want to take just a little bit of time. This is something that has been, I guess, on my mind. It's been on my heart for some time now that I wanted to share with you, the listener. When we think about retirement, yeah, there's a lot of emphasis put on money. There's a lot of emphasis put on the actual types of investments that we should be making and that we should be holding within our portfolio. But again, we cannot forget that this is a huge transition in life. When we go from 30, 35, maybe 40 or even 50 years of working to now we're retiring, it's a big impact. It's a big shift within a person's life. And so maybe some of this is going to be a bit of a precaution. Maybe this is going to be maybe a bit of a relief because someone is finally addressing what you've been feeling, what you've been thinking in your mind, maybe what you've been scared of. And so I just ask you to come in, sit down, grab a cup of coffee, and let's think over these things together. Now, before we really get into this topic of the psychological impacts of retirement, I encourage you, if you're brand new to this radio show, maybe you've never seen the actual podcast, welcome to the program, but don't just stop there. I want to invite you to come to the website, Johnson, W-I-M, as in Wealth Income Management, and tool around a bit in the website. There is a tremendous amount of resource, white papers, past radio shows, past YouTube videos, things to help you kind of consider all of the various different facets of retirement preparation, retirement execution, and then getting into retirement, having that peace of mind to know that no matter how long you live, you're going to have income to enjoy. That's kind of my definition of a successful retirement, having more income than what I need in retirement. And it is possible. It is very possible, but you've got to know how to do it correctly. And so I encourage you, not only go to the website, but I also encourage you, get a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement, something that you can read, something that you can take notes in, and something that's going to challenge potentially your way of thinking about retiring and how to do it properly. Now, let's kind of just start with a real basic observation. Number one, when we think about retirement, when we think about life in general, and we consider things maybe more on a granular level. There's 168 hours in a week. When you consider the average American today working a 40-hour work week, and of course, many of us work many, many more hours than just 40 hours. But let's say that we just consider an average 40-hour work week to be the average that a person works in America. Well, when you think about that, 24%, nearly one-fourth of a person's week is consumed with work. Now, quite honestly, the way that my mind works, I'm looking at that saying, wow, what would I do with all of that free time? And you know what? In some small way, that's a part of what the challenge is. When we retire and we stop that job, when we stop that career, when we no longer have that responsibility in the morning of getting up and going to work, what does it mean to us? Well, it means that we now have 24% more time on our hands. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, that's the best news that I've heard. That's something like, where's the downside in that, Matthew? I understand that from a perspective, but from another perspective, we have to understand that for some of you, that's a really scary thought. You know, interestingly enough, as I went through and I began to kind of delve into the facts, it's interesting to me how many people lose their sense of purpose. They lose their sense of identity when they retire, when they stop that job. In fact, it's pretty scary. There is many, many observations. There's been many various different polls that have gone out over the course of time, tests, observations, controlled questions that have been asked of certain groups of individual retirees. And it is astounding to me that statistically, one-third of retirees in America today experience or have experienced or are experiencing currently a state of depression as a result of retirement. When you retire and all of a sudden you no longer have that one thing that was in your life that you had to go to every day or that you wanted to go to every day, you can tend to go into a state of depression. It is a loss of routine. Some people, when they retire, and I've observed this as an advisor, they become very recluse. They all of a sudden develop this social isolation that they go into. It's something where they become almost antisocial because they have now broken and lost that social connection that work created for that person. The finality of retirement begins to kind of hit home. And all of a sudden, this big adjustment is something that the human mind, the body, simply just can't cope with. Now, many years ago, just to share something with you, when I was very young, I was a pretty active person. I was involved in church. I was involved in youth groups. I was involved in school programs. I was involved with my parents. I was involved with my friends. I was in all sorts of things. I was a very busy young person. And so once I graduated school and I wanted to find a job, that was my big thing. I wanted a full-time job. I wanted to feel like the adult. And so I find that full-time job. I work at that full-time job for three and a half years, something like that. And I'm just not settled. At that point in my life, I wasn't supposed to be settled. I was too young. And so I decided that I'm going to go out west. I'm going to explore what the West has to offer. And of course, I'm sure my parents were losing their mind at the very moment. But I go out west and I have experiences and I see things and I do things and I have a variety of jobs. And I'm outside for most of these jobs. I'm outside working in the hay meadows. I'm doctoring cattle. I'm moving horses. I'm doing all sorts of things, things that I thoroughly enjoy and I love. And then I come back to Iowa. I come back because my father is sick and I need to be back home. And so I come back and I have to help him in the office. I have to help him because remember, my father was a financial advisor of 50 years. And his health is failing. He needs help. He doesn't have any employees anymore. They've all retired. He's outworked them. And so now I go from being outside probably, 16 hours a day or more to now I'm in an office and I almost lost my mind. My body did not know how to adjust. My mind did not know how to adjust. Just the simple task of sitting still for more than 15 minutes in a chair just absolutely drove me crazy. I began to gain weight. I began to just simply go stir crazy. And you know, that same thing can happen to you when you retire. Now, certainly, this is not what we want for the average retiree, but this is something that happens all of the time. If the stats say that typically 1/3 of retirees in America today are experiencing some degree of depression as a result of their decision to retire, we have to address this. This is an issue. And you may be listening to this and saying, well, that's not going to be me because I already know what I'm going to be doing. Well, if that's the case, I want to say, thank goodness. Thank goodness that you're not one of the individuals that this really applies to. But there are many Americans, there's many of you that are pre-retirees or you're just now making this retirement decision. And you know what? Upstairs, you're scared. Inside, you're scared. You're thinking about these things. And so it's good to discuss these things. It's good to get them out into the open. Can I encourage you, if you've got a question, if you've got a comment, things that you want to hear discussed on our radio show, I encourage you go to our website, johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. And there you can go ahead and you can leave a comment. You can give a question to me if you'd like. Any number of different ways. You can even call the office if you'd like and say that this is something that's really been on your mind. You'd like to be able to hear it discussed. Now, I want to say this with all due respect. I think statistics would show us that men are more susceptible to the depression than women are. Now, obviously, we all know the old cliche that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We know that we're different. We're wired differently. However, I think that there's maybe another facet as to why men are more susceptible to depression. When we think about it, at least here in the mid part of the United States, more in the agricultural, more the traditional family design, we know that men tend to be more of the provider. They tend to be more of the breadwinner from a financial aspect. This is not to be disrespectful to women because I know my mom worked just as hard as my dad did. She just didn't get paid for it. And so this is not to say that women can't be the breadwinner because oftentimes they can be. But if you are the provider, if you happen to be the primary breadwinner and you're about to retire, this is part of the reason why you can tend to lose your sense of identity. Now, we also have to be thinking about the fact that there could be a great deal of responsibility on your shoulders. If you happen to have been the breadwinner and you happen to have saved the most for retirement savings, now you also feel the burden of that sense of responsibility to see the two of you through until the last one of you has breathed your last breath. And so there's a sense of seeing it through to the end, safely ending with dignity. And so there's a financial stress. As you can tell, this is a heavy, heavy topic, but sit tight. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue to discuss this, the challenges, and also some of the things that you can do to help alleviate the chance of having a sense of psychological depression or loss of identity when you retire. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. You know, one of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much of your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837. You could spend hours and hours searching around online only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. And if you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837 or visit johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
Welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. If you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. Today, we're discussing maybe a little bit more of a challenging topic where so very often we talk about what to invest in and how to invest and what the objective of our investing should be as we plan for retirement, we transition to retirement, and then we continue in through the duration of retirement. Today, we're taking a little bit different of an approach. We're talking about the psychological impact of retirement. You know, when we think about the decades that we have spent in the working force, the statistics are that 90,000 hours of our lives have been given to working before we retire. That's a long time. And when we think that on average, the average American is spending 1/4 of every waking hour working during a week, this is something that we have to be extremely careful of to understand that it's going to be a major adjustment for us, not only physically, not only socially, but it's going to be an adjustment for us psychologically as well. Now, if you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. Maybe these are things that don't apply to you. Maybe you don't have a solitary concern about retiring. You know exactly what you're going to do. You know exactly how you're going to live your life, and that's great. But for many Americans today, it goes much deeper than that. Their work, their career has been their sense of identity. And when you retire, we've kind of covered already that we can lose our social network. We can lose our sense of purpose. We can lose those connections that are so very close and important and intimate to us. And even though we might say, well, I don't really like my boss. Well, sometimes it's not just the boss that's the pain in the rear end. You know, maybe there's many other things, but still, no matter what, it's that job that you've had. It's that place, that position that you've had. And so to add insult upon injury, if you happen to have been the primary breadwinner, the financial provider for the household, that could lead to the fact that maybe you were also the primary investor of retirement savings. Now you have the sense of responsibility that once you end that job, you end that career, the paycheck is no longer there. The security of the paycheck is no longer there. It's now your responsibility to pave the way. It's your responsibility to see to it that you get through to the very end with both of you ending up safe. And so that's an additional sense of responsibility. And so I want to share with you that if you're feeling this way, it's okay. If you're feeling this way, in fact, it is a bit of, I believe, a safety mechanism that we have in our minds. It's that maybe reptile brain, and I say that with all due respect, that is wanting us to be safe. We want to make prudent decisions. We still have a mind that wants to keep us safe. And yet, there are things that we can do with a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, and we don't have many consequences to it. And yet when it comes to retiring, there is a bit of finality to that. And so we want to make certain we're doing these things properly. So here's a few things that I want to suggest that may be helpful to you. If you've been getting closer to retirement, you're starting to feel the pressures, the anxieties, the stresses that can come with that contemplation, maybe this is going to be helpful to you. I want you to maybe think about not retiring, but just simply slowing down. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was dealing with a very dear woman. This gal is 73 years of age, and she has worked many, many decades. And you could sense her anxiety in putting in her resignation and retiring, because this is really all she's ever known. And this woman has never been married. She does not have any children. She has siblings, of course, and she's close to her siblings, but there's really no one at home. And so her job as a nurse, her career of caring for people, all of her entire life, and this idea that when she says she's done, she's officially done. She's not coming in. She's not helping patients. She's not assisting doctors. She's not assisting her teammates. Well, that was a scary thing. And I said, well, who's really to say if you have the energy, you have the vitality that you have to retire? Is there something that says that you have to retire, or is it possible that you could just simply slow down a little? Instead of working, 50 hours a week, you could slow back to 30 hours a week. Have you ever considered that? And it was amazing. It was almost like a light bulb went on, an epiphany occurred right during that phone conversation. And she said, I never really thought about that. Maybe the hospital would let me continue to work because I really do love what I do. I'm not tired of doing what I do. It's all I've ever known. And so maybe for you, part of your retirement process is not simply just ripping the Band-Aid off and being retired all of a sudden. Maybe it's actually communicating with your manager, communicating with your boss, going to the higher up and saying, this is what I'd like to do. Is this something you would consider allowing me to do so that I can more easily transition into retirement? You would be absolutely amazed at the number of employers that want to be able to continue to maintain your skill set and maintain you because of what you know and what you can do. And if they can only get you on a part-time basis, they're still willing to do that. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, JohnsonWIM.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. Another area that I would like to challenge you to maybe think about is, do you have an advisor? Do you have a fiduciary in your life? Not a salesperson, not someone that's here to sell you something, but rather a true financial advisor, someone who has the responsibility to do for you what is in your best interest, not that of the firm's. And I want to suggest to you that when you have an advisor who is kind of sort of the financial Sherpa, this is a person that you should be able to ask very tough questions to. Their responsibility, my responsibility to my clients, is not just to suggest, yeah, I think you can retire. My responsibility is to show them that they can retire. And if they can't retire, I have to show them that they cannot retire. And so if you don't have a fiduciary, if you don't have a financial advisor, maybe all of your life you've just had the 401k and maybe you've got multiple 401ks, so you've got the resources, but you simply don't know if you've got the points on the board to win the game yet. This is where working with an advisor can be so very beneficial. Making certain that you discover the facts of retirement, the facts of your particular situation, not hypotheticals, but the facts. You want the hard figures. I'm so scared for individuals today that work with financial advisors and retirement planners and financial institutions. And essentially all they seem to ever give their clients is basically the, well, you have a statistical likelihood of never running out of money. Now I get it. They're trying to have a CYA, but you as the individual, you as the up and coming retiree, you need to know for fact that it's going to be okay. You need to have a plan for Social Security. You need to have a plan for pensions if you're lucky enough to have one. You need to know how to convert everything that you worked so hard to save for retirement and convert it into income that's going to last the rest of your life. And if you're married, the rest of your spouse's life, and still be able to provide a legacy to your children and to your grandchildren, if that's something that's important to you. So this is something that requires planning, but it also requires potentially some help in that planning. And so if you don't have an advisor, I encourage you, begin researching, begin interviewing financial advisors and fiduciaries. I want you to have a plan for part-time work. I encourage you, find individuals out there that you can do part-time work for. You know, if part of retiring means that you lose your identity, and part of retirement is sometimes forced upon you because, well, simply the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Well, there's other work that you can do. How many clients I have seen, I cannot even imagine, that have transitioned into retirement. But you know what? You talk to them and they're happy as clams because they're riding in a tractor in the spring and the fall and they're doing farm work. That farmer that they're working for, they love it. They love it because this is a responsible adult that they know they can count on to show up on time and to do the work that they need done. I want you to consider maybe you have a skill set where you would make a good consultant on a part-time basis. Clients have been making bank doing consultant work. It's absolutely amazing. Maybe you have a skill set that's very unique. Maybe you've spent years, decades selling grain and you can consult with farmers and various cooperatives. You know, be candid with your coworkers. Be candid with your boss and your upper management. Talk about these transitionary ideas before you actually come to a point of making the decision so that you know where they are. They know where you are. I also encourage you to do this. Be candid with your spouse. Share your concerns, share your fears, because you know, sometimes they're feeling the same thing. They're feeling the same anxieties, and yet neither one of you are talking to one another. Let's take and just kind of end this program on a high note. As I've mentioned so many times, I encourage people when you're going to retire to plan prior to retirement, a fairly big trip. Doesn't have to be terribly expensive, but plan a trip. Because this is a celebration. You have spent decades of your life working and now you've retired. And this is something that I encourage you, go have fun with a spouse. Go have fun with family and loved ones. Make certain that you're taking some time. You're not just retiring and the next day you sit down in your lazy boy, you turn on the news and you watch the news all day and you eat Cheetos. That's not retirement. That's depressing. Just thinking about it. Have a plan. Go volunteer. Go ask who needs a little part-time help from a responsible adult. All of these things can help you avoid the psychological impact of retiring. It's a very real thing, folks. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening, for being here. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.